Hi, travelers. Kevin here. And believe it or not, we are cruising towards the end of the Juno and Second Citadel series, which is wild. That's a lot to wrap my head around. Hopefully it's not news to you that this is the final season of Juno and Second Citadel, but if it is, welcome. We only have a few stories left. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to sort of give you a broad outline of what the release schedule for those stories will be. If you are subscribed to our online newsletter, which is on Patreon, this is all going to be repeat information. If you're not subscribed to our online newsletter, why not? It's free. Just head on over to patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. You can join, you can follow us for free. And every other week or so, you will get access to a traveler's log, a newsletter where we update you on news. And Harley and I write a little thing about our creative process each time. And we give you recommendations for things we've been watching, reading, playing. You get some recommendations from the cast and crew. It's a great time. And especially where these shows are coming to a close fairly soon. If you want updates on what we're planning next, what we're going to do next, because we are not disappearing off the face of the planet. At least it's not on my schedule. I'm not planning on disappearing off the face of the planet. The best way to do that is to follow us over there, because we will keep you updated every step of the way. So if you are mourning, like I am, the endings of these shows, and you are looking forward to the next thing, make sure you go on over to patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. Join us for free. That's enough hemming and or hawing, though. Let's jump into it. Let's talk about the release schedule for the rest of the season. So these are broad dates. Over the course of April to May, you can expect the next Second Citadel story, The Fall, parts 1 and 2. From May to June, you can expect another Juno story. I'm not going to give you the title yet. You're going to have to be patient. Then from June to July will be the Second Citadel finale. And the end of July / early August will be the Juno Steel finale. That is how close we are. We are cruising towards end of July, early August. This 8-year set of stories is coming to an end, which is wild. It's hard for me to wrap my head around. Because we are so close to the end, I do have to ask, if you have ever thought about supporting The Penumbra on Patreon, if you've ever thought about supporting us financially, if you have a friend or a family member or anybody else who has thought about supporting us financially, now's the time. It is not easy for me to ask for money. It's tough. But I do have to say our support has flagged a little bit over the course of the season on Patreon. And we are sort of right on the knife's edge of being able to continue to do this and being able to do the next things that we want to do, the next big secret projects that we want to do. We get exit surveys from Patreon that say why people have stopped pledging. And for the vast majority of everybody, it has been financial situations changing. It's a tough time to be a person right now. So really don't stretch yourself past a point that is safe for you to pledge or up your pledge. I would feel just awful if anybody did that. But if you have any spare income that you're willing to send our way, if our stories have meant something to you, if you want to show us that they've meant something to you, if you want to see the next thing that we make, now's the time. And you get access to, at this point, a frankly insane amount of bonus content. At the $7 level, you get access to all the production scripts, which are always full of bonus stuff, behind-the-scenes stuff. And at the $10 level, you get access to like hundreds of hours of commentaries at this point that range from actually serious, this is how we make the show type stuff, and extremely silly, breathing with the boys, Lord Arm fan cast type stuff. So it would just mean the world to us if you could support us and help us out. It is no exaggeration to say that the only thing that I want to do with my life is make stories, make stuff for you all to see. And that's only going to be possible if our support keeps up. And I know it's going to fall a little bit after the end of Juno and Second Citadel. So anything that you can do to show that you are going to stick with us, that you're going to help us out, will make our next project more likely, stronger, better, harder, better, faster, stronger, etc. And thank you so much. If you're already pledging, thank you so much just for listening. It's crazy that we've gotten to do this as long as we have. And I'm so, so grateful for it. That's enough of that, though. You all have a story to get to. So I will see you later. And I'll see you in not too long for the finales to these stories.
Good evening, traveler, and welcome to the Penumbra. Tonight's tale is The Indomitable Duelist.
Rilla!
Rilla! Rilla, are you all right, my love?
I think so. I don't feel injured.
Then why did you scream?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Rest, my love. We should check to make sure you haven't hurt your head in any way.
Damien?
Not now, Talfrin. Can't you see that there are more important things to tend to?
But Damien, the door's wide open.
Talfrin, I... Oh, so it is. Rilla, can you stand, my love?
I think so.
Hold on to me, then. We have to leave while we have this chance.
I think I hear someone coming. We have to go now.
Very well. Lead the way, Talfrin. There are likely to be guards at the front gates, so our first order of business should be to find where Captain Absalon put our confiscated items.
But where are we supposed to find?
Saints above. Our belongings. Rilla's pack, my bow, Talfrin's spear. But what are they doing on the floor outside our cell?
Quan Yi.
What? Where?
I saw Quan Yi, and she opened the door for us. She must have gathered our things, too.
Then has she come to her senses? Where is she now?
I don't know. We made some kind of deal, I think. But I don't remember what it was.
A deal? With a witch?
She is not just a witch, dear Talfrin. She is a friend. Though certainly a friend who has been acting very strangely of late.
Sir Damien and the others have escaped. Guards, assemble.
We can figure it out once we get out of here. Just run.
There they are. Get them.
Oh, no, we're cornered.
Rilla, I think we may need your expertise to escape this particular trap.
My expertise? What?
Damien's right. One of your popping pods has to get us out of this, right?
An excellent idea, friend Talfrin. Perhaps the drowsy cap you used to incapacitate that guard when we first attempted our escape could be useful again.
Drowsy cap? I don't know.
Come on, Rilla, quickly! Use one of your popping pods and let's get out of here!
You guys, what the hell is a popping pod?
You... what? You must have misheard us, my Rilla. Your popping pods, the biomagical invention that you and Lord Aram developed.
We did? But I don't remember. I don't think I've ever heard of a popping pod before.
Oh, no.
Well, it seems the traitors have escaped. Put down those weapons in that pack now, and maybe we'll have some mercy on you monsters.
We'll have to try one of the popping pods at random. Oh, why didn't Lord Aram label these?
Here, take this!
What's that?
That, I believe, is a heater toad. It makes objects placed on its back marginally warmer.
Maybe the guards will trip on it?
What are you waiting for, guards? After them!
Through this door, quickly! We'll make our last stand there.
What do we do now?
Barricade the door! Myrilla, are you feeling all right?
I don't know. I'm looking at all this stuff in my pack, and I know I put it in here, but I don't recognize any of it. What's happening to me?
Maybe, could Quan Yi have something to do with it?
Sir Damien, open this door immediately by the order of Queen Mira.
There will be time to answer all of our questions once we've escaped. We must remember our mission.
Right. We still have to warn everyone about the people from over the edge of the world, but I've been thinking about it, and I think there's one group that's in a lot more danger than everyone else.
But are you sure that's wise, my love?
Doesn't matter whether it's wise. We have to warn them first.
Warn who first?
First, we must escape. Rilla, may I see your pack? Perhaps I will recognize something within it.
All right.
Let me see. Ah! This is just the thing!
Is that a seed?
One of the keep's own. This should grow a portal that will bring us directly to the Swamp of Titan's Blooms. If only the reach of the keep's portal magic extended as far as Silvershore, we could have planted this there and escaped with Lord Arum as well.
One of the keep's seeds. Why don't I recognize it?
We'll determine that once we're safely home again. If only I could find some soil. Ah, yes. Talfrin, remove that plant from its pot, quickly.
Okay.
Now we plant the seed, and we pray this works. Oh, keep, bring us to the swamp of Titan's blooms.
You're only making things worse by resisting.
If we're going to meet them, we must hurry. There's no telling where they're meeting now. Though I recall Lord Arum has something that may help us find them.
May help us find who? Where are we going?
Just get in the portal, Tal. We'll tell you when we're safe.
Huh. Whoa! Oh!
Damien, let's go!
Of course, my love. Farewell, my second citadel.
And good riddance.
Well, my Caroline, it's your move.
If you insist.
Bit of troll toe to raise the earth. Now fly, stone, fly!
Bonnie, are you all right?
The flat of your sword?
What?
You hit me with the flat side of your sword. What do you think this is, Caroline? A game?
I'm not going to hurt you. I can't.
You must. If this is so important to you, then fight for it. Really fight, like your life depends on this fight, because it does, sweetie. Just not in the way you think. Or maybe you need a little reminder, something to make you realize how serious I can be. Quanyi, this is madness, perhaps. But in a truly mad world, my Caroline, isn't madness the only sane response? Now come at me again, and don't hold back this time, just like when we first met. You remember that, don't you, sweet?
Do I remember when we first met? How could I forget? It was the day that set me on the path I walk now. The very first crack in the sturdy wall of my self-imposed solitude. I would never have taken on Olala. Would never even have taken on Angelo. If there had not, at first, been Quan Yi. I was a bounty hunter then, slaying monster and man alike for food and shelter. My travels had brought me to the Western Wastes, where, in the glass city of Gulwa, a strange curse had begun to spread. Children who wandered too far into the Crimson Forests would disappear, only to be found asleep at the city's edge in 3 days' time. Children found this way would never wake and never age, preserved forever in restless dreams like amber-smothered flies. Several years of this had passed, and Gulwa's few armed forces had failed before the elders of the city could be convinced to spare the cost of a bounty hunter. And so I set out among the ever-dead trees to the lair of the creature whose name the sleeping children whispered. Quan Yi, the Witch of the Wastes. Whoa there, whoa. Children's laughter. Hours away from any settlement I'm aware of.
Are you lost?
Whoa now. Whoa, whoa. Who's there? Show yourself.
Come play with us.
I followed the sound of children to a clearing in the forest. Toys were littered everywhere. Rocking horses and hoops. Balls and sticks, dolls in a small city of dollhouses. And though the hoops spun, the balls flew, and the sound of laughter filled the air, I saw not a single living soul. The toys seemed to move by the power of invisible hands, the shrieks of joy falling from unseen mouths. In the center of the clearing stood the largest dollhouse of all, with a front porch and doorway just the right size for a child. I approached it, and then the ground began to shake. One long, sharp leg rose upward through the dirt. then another and another until the dollhouse was standing on many spindly spider's legs. Damn it! It's getting away! Yah! Faster and faster we went. That dollhouse never slowed, never faltered. Even as the Everdeads grew closer together and its very size became elastic, compressing and stretching, undulating like a pastel centipede between the trees. But my horse was swift and I rode her well, and before long I was beside the galloping hut. I knew I would not be able to stop it, and so I leapt into the dollhouse porch and threw myself through its small doorway. The interior of the dollhouse was spacious. No, palatial. But I saw no sign of the witch who supposedly inhabited it. Sword at the ready, I took my first careful steps inside.
Well, well, well. Who do we have?
You!
Do your worst, witch. I've been called worse than you could ever muster.
You big...
Meanie?
You come into my house, you don't even say hello, and then you cut my beautiful arm open. What is wrong with you?
Your crimes. Those children. I don't have to explain myself to you.
No, no, please don't. Don't come any closer.
Damn it. It's just a doll. Where have you disappeared to? Show yourself.
Just a couple more things. Oh, a lightning bolt! Catch!
Oh no, no! My disappearing powder! Where did I put my disappearing?
You shouldn't play with lightning. The static electricity has made a mess of your hair.
How dare you! As if I care what you think of my hair. I suppose you won't believe me if I say that bolt of lightning was just a joke?
Joke or no, it is my job to take your head back to the people of Galwa, and that is just what I plan to do.
My head? But why? I think it's so much prettier on my shoulders, don't you?
Be that as it may.
Oh, you really admitted it. Really? I'm so flattered, and you're about to kill me, which makes you just my type.
Be that as it may, I have been hired to slay you and release the children under your curse.
Oh, we're going to run into a little bit of a problem then, sweet.
Are we now?
Killing me won't actually release the children. It's more like, well, currently I've taken their consciousnesses and put them in a playroom. And it's a very big and very nice playroom with lots of toys, so they're very happy in there, which begs the question of why we're all so insistent on freeing the children in the first place when they're happy, and I get to use the natural magic of their youth, so I'm happy and...
Talk faster, witch.
Yes, ma'am. They're in that playroom, and I'm the key, so you see, if you kill me, they can never get out again.
Never.
Never.
Oh. Well, that's a pity. Say your prayers.
Well, wait! You just kill me and strand the children in the shadow space between dimensions forever?
That's entirely outside the scope of my job. I've been hired to take your head. If they wanted their children back so badly, they should have paid a premium for them.
You're heartless, aren't you?
So you've noticed.
I like heartless.
That's nice. Any last words?
Maybe you and I could come to an agreement. Youth isn't the only magical source I can pull from. Pieces of magical creatures, runes, and monster parts. We could make some real magic together. I can already feel the sparks flying, can't you?
No, thank you. Prepare to die.
Please don't. You don't understand. I'm all alone in the world. My coven, that is the coven of the Wastes, they're all gone. And they've left me all alone. And yes, okay, that may be because I got a little carried away and blew them all up in a magical experiment. But that doesn't mean I don't need companionship. And you can understand that, can't you? You can understand being alone, being...
Farewell, witch. Witch? Unconscious. Ah, well, at least this will go smoothly. What was that? What in the frozen hells?
Hear me, daughter of witches. I speak for the universe now. I speak for the future.
An interesting trick, witch. But it'll take more than white eyes and lucky guesses to convince me you're a prophetess.
Ah! Hear me, last survivor of the Hibernian Coven. You were told once that your caretakers lived long lives to do the work that needed doing. If you wish to do it now, you must heed my words.
How would you know about that?
You will never finish Sylvie's work without the witch before you. Your death will have little meaning, and your life even less.
Who are you to say what meaning my life has?
You will die without knowing why you lived, only that you lived. But you are free to act as you wish, and if you have no desire for answers, you may strike this witch down where she stands. The choice is solely yours, daughter of Hiberna.
Answers? What answers? Damn you, answer me!
Answer what, sweets? Wait, what? Where am I? What were we doing?
Repeat the last thing you said to me.
Repeat what?
The last thing you said. Do it.
Oh, I said my coven was gone, and that I'm alone, and that I need help, and...
Damn it all!
You put your sword away, does that mean...
You're coming with me to Gulwa. You will release the children from your curse and atone to the elders for your crimes.
And after that?
One thing at a time, witch.
Kwan Yi.
What?
Well, if you're not going to kill me, we should at least call each other by our names. Mine is Kwan Yi, the Witch of the Wastes. And yours?
Caroline of the Southern Frosts.
Caroline? That's a beautiful name. Caroline.
What? What is it now?
Do you like when I say your name, Caroline? The blood's running wild underneath those cheeks.
That's enough, Kwan Yi.
Oh, I see where you're coming from. I like how my name sounds coming from your lips, too.
That's enough. Stop this hut immediately. We must return to the City of Glass.
Anything you say, sweets. Lead the way.
And the rest, as they say, is history. You will never finish Sylvie's work without the witch before you. It took me years to understand why those words were enough to let Kwan Yi live. Or perhaps they weren't. Perhaps what they say about true love is real. And from my first peek into my Kwan Yi's varicolored eyes, eyes with color that bursts and sparks like magical flames, I needed only the thinnest excuse to be near her, to hear her fluttering breath in the night, to smell the strangeness of the spices in her skin. And this is how it ends, in a world of flame, cut down in fear by the only woman I have ever loved.
Pay attention, Caroline. Burn the air, Dark Plume Quill. Get up. I said get up.
Very well. Do you remember when we first met, my love?
Sweet words won't get you out of this one, Caroline.
Of course you do. But I wonder... I wonder if you remember... After we fought in your hut, and I brought you back to the City of Glass, we were run out of town. My payment refused. They accused me of being in league with you all along, that if I hadn't killed you, your curse and my services must have been a means of extortion, a con to part the Gulwan fools from their money. Funny. We always said we would try that con on purpose one day, but we never had the chance, did we?
Get up. Pick up your sword and fight me.
As we fled the City of Glass, you demanded to travel with me. And do you remember what I told you?
Only if you can keep up with me. That's what you said to me.
Exactly. Only if you can keep up with me. That's when I first thought I might love you, you know. Now... Well, now you've caught up with me, Kwan Yi. After all that, this is how it ends.
Caroline! Caroline, get up! Don't think a believable little fire could stop you. Caroline? No, 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 no. No, you're not supposed to... No. You're supposed to be invincible. This wasn't supposed to... Caroline, please get up. Caroline! My Caroline!
Let's see. According to the ostracon we've taken from Lord Aram's nest, our destination should be very close by.
How come this place looks so familiar?
Doesn't look familiar to me.
I believe this is close to the clearing where you, Angelo, your brother and I tangled with those bloodthirsty nymphs years ago, friend Talfrin. We are on the shore of the Lake of Tranquility after all.
Oh, yeah. You and Sir Mark were really cool back then.
Now, let's see. I believe the ostracon is pointing through the bulrushes and into the mouth of that cave there. That must be where they're meeting this time.
Must be. It's so weird to be standing here after years of hearing about them. So close to the Monster Senate of the Northern Wilds.
Are we sure this is safe? They're the ones who did all that bad stuff at Fort Terminus, aren't they?
Not all of them. We must be careful not to think of them as a unanimous whole, my friend. Though it may be true that the Senate majority voted for the vile plot at Fort Terminus, there must be peace-loving monsters present here as well.
That doesn't mean it's safe, Damien. We'll still have to get lucky enough that they'll accept Aram's ostracon, even if Aram isn't with us.
The ostracon has led us well so far. According to Lord Aram, it always points the way to the Senate's meeting place, which changes with the seasons, and it confers the right to a vote within the Senate. If it has guided us here, I have faith the monsters will accept it. I have faith. But, Myrilla, if you're concerned, are you certain you're feeling well enough to do this? There is still time for you and I to switch places in our plan.
Damien, just because of what Quan Yi did to me, that doesn't mean I'm useless. I can do this. I have to do this.
Then you're sure it was Quan Yi?
I think so. I keep remembering more about the night we escaped, in bits and pieces. Something about Quan Yi taking my passion? I'm just lucky I've always kept such careful notes. For the couple of days we were getting ready in the Swamp of Titan's Blooms, I could study my work, try to get some of it back, but it's all so strange. It's written in my handwriting, I can tell, and I even remember some of the late nights when I filled those notebooks, but I can't remember any of the content. It's like I'm learning this all for the first time, and I'm my own professor.
You'll get it all back, Myrilla. I'm certain.
After how long, Damien? How many years? Or decades? I'm sorry. This is all just a lot more than I was ready to deal with on top of everything else.
Don't apologize, my love. It's impressive that you've held together as well as you have. Well, are you ready then?
Yep.
And Talfrin?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Then take the ostracon. I will be nearby should anything go awry.
We've got it, Damien. Thanks.
Farewell, and good luck, my love.
Okay. Let's go, Tal.
Okay. Looks like a stone wall.
A stone wall with an indentation in the middle. An indentation that's shaped a whole lot like this ostracon. Here goes nothing.
Favor of Senator Gunther's motion. All in favor, anyone? My, it appears someone's arrived at the deliberations late. I wonder who... Human.
Monster Senate, we're here on behalf of Lord Aurum.
Drop your armaments, humans. Someone capture them, quickly.
Oh no, Rilla! They're coming right at us!
Stay calm, Tal. This is all part of the plan.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider supporting the Penumbra. You can do so by buying our merchandise. Just go to thepenumbrapodcast.com and click on the store tab. You can also make a one-time donation to the Penumbra via PayPal at the Penumbra Podcast. Or, if you'd like to keep our stories running in the long term, we hope you will support us on Patreon. Every dollar helps. At just $4 per episode or higher, you will receive ad-free episodes 2 days before the public release. At the $7 level, you will gain access to behind-the-scenes content and production scripts. And at the $10 level, you will receive access to commentary tracks like this one from actors Melissa DeJesus and Leslie Drescher and co-creator Kevin Vibert.
Yeah, I love them. I love the horny parts.
Yep.
Great.
Yep. I mean, I think, okay, let's get into the horny parts. So number one, I love that the horny parts are like so... They're so character-based horny. Like, the, like, gruffness from Caroline, the, like, excessively over-the-top flirtiness from Quan Yi, but where it's, like, kind of teasing out their relationship. Like, not too awful, just a little bit awful. Just their whole dynamic is so spectacular. Of course, their first meeting has to be, like, kind of horny, kind of fighty.
We would like to give thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Juno G, Eska, Bettina Trevino, Alim Muktadir, Brittany Potter, Sophia and Juno Adler, The Emerald Eight This Podcast Haha, The PI The Train and the Knights, Mr. Me, Myself and I, Kira, Jack M. Cohen, Girl in the Midnight Sky, Thank You Penumbra Team for your amazing work, Braylon, Hannah and Leah's Adventures in Gender Shenanigans, The Lady Guinevere Wishes You a Nice Forever Love Day, Shelley Schrode, Kevin Please Say Butts on Live Recording Thanks, Jammy, Osipit, Evit Kani, Diana Cause, Benjamin Fisher, SCP Chloe, Happy Anniversary Penumbra Creative Collective, Heart Desert Willow, Theo Alex Dean, June Gishoku, Skyfire Forever, The Lady Has Claimed Another One, Jay Hull, Stryker Flynn, Anna Maria Rodriguez, Liv Allen, Alice the Time Lord, In Memory of Spiral Opal, Eden the Gay Bookworm, Michael David Smith, Kevin Please Tell Me Today is a Better Day to Be a Scaly Finally, Kiki's Podcast Patronage Service, Caroline Seidman, Radia Selna, Rain and Pippin from the Glen Dimension, Karen ZH, Genetic, Minchowski, Ash, Jamie Gunter, Britt Flanagan, and Angel Acevedo for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. This tale, The Indomitable Duelist, was told by the following people. Melissa Enulat as Rilla, Matthew Zanzinger as Damien, Jason Mellon as Talfrin, Leslie Drescher as Caroline, and Melissa DeJesus as Quan Yi. The Penumbra is created and produced by Harley Takagi-Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about the full production team, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid that is our time for today, dear traveler. We hope you will join us again soon.